Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And yes, World War III is a really bad idea. Any war is a bad idea. It's bad for the people who fight it. It's bad for the people who pay for it. It's rough on the landscaping. It's bad for tourism. Only leaders who want to cloak themselves in glory and be in the history books. And bankers love war. They love it. Bankers especially. They love war because they don't even care which side wins, because both sides get plunged into debt to pay for the war. And then they get plunged further into debt to repair, rebuild after the war. And once the war is all over and people have basically what they had before, except much larger graveyards, but they're in debt to the bankers for several generations. Germany only paid off their World War I banker debt a few years ago. Of course it's time to start big mistake number three. Can't let the people get out of debt to the bankers. They'd be free then. The bankers wouldn't have any slaves to support their exalted lifestyles. We can't allow that to happen. Just pick a target. Start a war someplace. That's why Brown Brothers Harriman was backing Adolf Hitler's rise to power in Germany. They didn't care about Hitler as his policies. He was just the latest sucker. Yeah, we'll back you with a lot of money. You know, then we'll boycott your banks and force you into a situation where war is your only option. And we'll make money. We'll be making money hand over fist. The arms companies sell weapons to both sides. The bankers loan money to both sides. It's on the same moral level as cockfighting, and I mean chickens. You know, take two birds, put spurs on the feet, put them in a barrel, goad them to each other, and just laugh your heads off while they rip each other to bloody shreds. That is the morality of war from the point of view of the bankers. And folks, you better look down at your ankles, because they're fitting those steel spurs onto you right now as I say these words to you. Now, another little phenomenon. Banks are ducking the responsibility to maintain properties they have foreclosed on. In other words, the banks will come in, if you've missed a mortgage payment, or even if you haven't missed a mortgage payment, the bankers will come on in and say, we now own this property. Get out. And they'll kick the people out. And then they'll turn around and say, well, you know, this is costing a lot to upkeep, you know, so we're not responsible for keeping it up. And so the building will rot. Usually it's vandalized. Thieves will come in and steal metal parts like the plumbing. If the house has aluminum siding, they'll just take all of that off. And they'll just basically strip it and leave a rotted frame that has to be condemned and destroyed, usually at taxpayer expense. And the banks are doing this not just because money junkies won't allow them to spend money to take care of all these homes they've stolen, but because as these homes fall into disrepair and are destroyed, it dwindles the available supply of homes. It creates an artificial shortage to push up prices. Now remember, bankers do not love the idea of affordable housing for Americans. If you could buy a house for $5,000, pay it off in just a couple of years, then you are of no use to the bankers. The business model is to keep you working for your entire lifetime for the bank's permission to live in a house, which is what it comes down to. The banks don't build the house. All they do is type numbers into a computer that says this person has permission to live in this property. That's all it really is. And over the course of your working to pay back your mortgage, which means a promise to work until your death, you will give more money to the bank than the original house actually cost. The bank makes all this money for doing nothing. The people who built the house make less than the bank does. We'll be back after these commercials.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And as I get on older in life, yeah, I'm more of a mind to just do what I want to do. Anyway, before we get back to the news, somebody else wrote in and say, you know that whole thing about where Obama said somebody else made that happen? Well, in the context of the Frank Marshall Davis story, you could say that about Obama himself. Somebody else made that happen. Oh, my. I don't know what Obama was thinking when he said that. I can't even guess what his agenda was supposed to be. I think he was trying to sell this idea that all blessings flow from the government. You do nothing on your own. You know, which is the same con game that the theocracies and the serfdom models used to do. You are nothing without our blessings. I don't think so. I know we would all be much better off without that federal government, which of course was the whole idea when the founding fathers set up this place and said the states, the local communities have all the authority. The federal government is just there to make sure the rail lines are the same width crossing the state borders. It's really what that was to be about. Getting back to the story about where the banks are denying responsibility for the homes they take from you and just letting them rot away. Which, if you really think about it, that's very sick. The bank comes in and over paperwork, bookkeeping entry, they kick you out of your home and then they just let it sit there and rot and fall into ruin. It has to be bulldozed and just a piece of land after that. And when you understand that the money junkies think exactly the same way about you, if you are of no use to the bankers, they don't want to spend the money to take care of you. They'd rather see you go away and be bulldozed into the ground, which is another reason for this push for more war. Get rid of all those gosh darn useless eaters. They're not even real human beings like us multi-billionaires. And that actually is an attitude you see among the ultra-rich. Andrew Carnegie, believed that the ultra-rich were a completely separate species of human being. And the rest of the humanity was there to serve them. Meanwhile, for those homes that the banks actually find to be of use, their contractors continue to break into homes illegally. Again, the banks see themselves as above the law. And they'll tell their contractors, go on over there, change the locks, break in, toss out the stuff, without having clear title, without having a court order, without any of that stuff. It's just all paperwork. And they're holding themselves above the law of the land, which is a recipe to trigger a revolution at some point here. Speaking of revolution and looking over at Europe, things are really looking bad over there. And that may be another reason for the Colorado distraction, because Europe's starting to come apart at the seams, and there are still those $90 trillion in credit default swaps on Europe's debt that are hanging over the heads of Wall Street. Italy's economic crisis has brought Sicily to the edge of civil war over this whole austerity, you must make do with less so the bankers can have more. There are a million plus protesters across 80 cities in Spain right now. It is turning violent. 39 were injured in Madrid alone. Police are using rubber bullets, meaning steel bullets with a rubber coating on there, which makes the dent a little bit less bruised, to disperse protesters. And all of these people in all of these countries all around the world are saying exactly the same thing the Occupy Wall Street movement is saying. We will not pay the crimes of the bankers. We will not pay for the recklessness of the financial system. We want to be free of fascism. We want to return to capitalism. That's what they're saying. I still haven't received an email from Pat Buchanan's website when I challenged him on his, you know, his comment about all of these financial scandals getting people to turn their backs on capitalism. And I said, we've stopped being capitalists 30 years ago. Where have you been all this time? And he has not thought it worthy to reply to me about that one here. Over at the IMF, Peter Doyle has resigned after 20 years and basically is pointing the finger of blame at the tainted leadership of the IMF. Christine Lagarde is now in charge of it, having replaced the other guy who was grabbing hotel maids. And, of course, Christine Lagarde is now caught up in a corruption scandal with former French President Sarkozy. And because Sarkozy is no longer president of France, he's split to Canada. And Christine Lagarde's tangled in with that. And it just underscores the reality. We're not dealing with a few bad apples. We're dealing with a basket that is rotted all the way up to the handles. It is a systemic problem. This model of private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest and just layering another private bank over all of the existing ones isn't going to solve the problem. These people understand it's a scam. They understand a pyramid or a Ponzi scheme. They're fine with that because they're the beneficiaries. They're making millions of dollars. Christine Lagarde doesn't even pay taxes on what she makes. Making huge amounts of money. Running this little pyramid scheme to screw the people of the world for the benefit of the money junkies. They know they're in the wrong. That's why they're trying. That's why they have to decorate themselves with $100,000 wristwatches and, you know, $4,000 suits. It's theater. It's like when the priests put on robes to prove their godliness, or scientists put on white lab coats to prove their scientific credentials. Bankers put on suits to prove they're honest and honorable. And we know from our own eyes that the bankers are corrupt and greedy. that the clergy are doing things to the choir boys that really ought not be talked about. And scientists are willing to sell whatever their opinions are to the highest bidder. Goldman Sachs is over there, basically the bank that thought it ruled the world, is an article that we put up there at whatreallyhappened.com. And apparently back in when Goldman Sachs was getting started, one of their founding lights, Sidney Warburg, said that the Goldman Sachs strategy is simply long-term greedy. That's it. That's their entire purpose, which is quite a contrast to Lloyd Blankfein going out there and saying that Goldman Sachs is doing God's work. If Goldman Sachs is doing God's work, God's a real bastard. Remember all that talk? I mean, we're still dealing with all this the corn crisis. The crops aren't growing. The drought-proof GMO corn turned out not to be drought-proof. The irrigation systems all across the American farmlands are crumbling and not working any longer, and we've got a major, major problem. And I was saying the other day, maybe it's time to drop this whole ethanol thing and take that farmland and put it back into food production, you know, to ease the suffering of the American people. We're not hearing the government is interested in doing that, but that was my suggestion. It turns out that all of this ethanol development on the basis of corn never lowered gas prices, which is one of the things it was sold on. Oh, we'll grow our fuel. Gas prices will go down. No, it didn't. After all the tax subsidies, your tax money taken from you and given to these companies for doing all this ethanol production, and the ethanol went into the gas going into your car, dissolving your fuel systems, and it still did not lower the price of gasoline at the pump. It is a failure of policy. And you know something? A lot of people, and rightly, mandated ethanol to the same kind of failed centralist policies that doomed the Soviet Union. Getting back to the Olympics, this is kind of a weird story. They're actually going to be stopping people at the gate for wearing T-shirts from the competitors of the official advertisers. Remember, we were talking about the copyright police are running around making sure that nobody's selling anything with the official Olympic logo on it that isn't actually licensed and turning over a piece of the action to the Olympic mafia? Well, apparently, you know, there are games official corporate sponsorship agreements that are saying that the Olympics will do everything they can to prevent competing products, branded merchandise, from being seen on the cameras. So if you show up with a Pepsi T-shirt, they may stop you at the gate and say you're not allowed in until you go buy another T-shirt over at the stand there. I mean, that's this whole branding and copyright image. It's completely nutso. Meanwhile, they're still screaming that no actual security against the terrorists. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Very bizarro, Twilight Zone kind of a situation here. All righty, let's see, moving right along. I think we talked about this yesterday, but I want to mention it again in a little bit more detail. Apparently, TSA agents humiliated and strip-searched a grandmother with medical conditions because she had what is called a gastric feeding tube. Now, this is basically if you have suffered damage to your esophagus or your throat, and you cannot eat in the normal way, they will insert a tube into your stomach so liquid proteins and whatever can be poured in to keep your body going. It's a very ugly, unpleasant situation. A lot of people have to deal with it. And apparently the TSA had no clue why this woman might have a medical tube coming out of her abdomen. And so they had to strip search her, and then they had to swab the gastric tube for traces of explosives, which means that from now on, you know, anything that is being poured into her stomach in order to feed her body will take along with it whatever the chemical is that's on those swabs, testing for explosives. But the guy with the bomb who wanted to blow up the bus so Israel can attack Iran, he gets right through, just like the shoe bomber and the crotch bomber and all the rest of it. We'll take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Tonight. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Somebody else just wrote in with the observation that this Colorado shooter, this medical student who went on with all these weapons and did whatever, now they're saying his apartment was rigged with all these explosives. He left, booby traps for all this evil stuff going on. Graduate medical student. Got to watch out for those doctors. Apparently, this guy was not on any government watch list. Okay? People who are caught taking a Swiss Army knife onto an airplane get on those watch lists. Okay? And this guy didn't. This shooting, trying to say this justifies new security at the movie theaters and new this and new that and gun bans and all the rest of it, actually, it basically points us in the opposite direction. None of the stuff works. None of it works. All of these watchists failed to catch this guy. We already know that 90% of the people on the watch lists are completely innocent, and the guilty are walking around invisible. Government security of this country has failed completely. Let us stop throwing good money after bad, acknowledge it is a failed government policy, and stop it. The Colorado shooting underscores the fact that the police do not prevent crime. They do not stop crime. They do not thwart crime. They show up after it's all over. And they pose with the dead bodies for the news photographers to prove how essential they are to society. What a waste of taxpayer dollars they are. Their only job is to write traffic tickets and make sure those Occupy Wall Street protesters don't get out of the line. Meanwhile, Leon Panetta is ordering Pentagon officials to monitor major media outlets regarding stories that might be embarrassing to the U.S. government, because by golly, we've got to prevent that from happening. Well, best way to do that is don't do anything that's embarrassing. If you don't want stories about torturing prisoners of war to come out in the media, then don't torture prisoners of war. Seems like a really simple solution to me. If you don't want stories about Wall Street corruption to come out in the media, then stop Wall Street corruption. It's like that guy who called in yesterday who chastised me for making jokes about clergy sexual abuse of little tiny children. Isn't the real solution to basically stop the clergy sexual molestation of little tiny children? So Leon Panetta wants to make sure that when the government does something really icky poo, that nobody will talk about it. And I would remind the secretary that the reason the founding fathers gave us the First Amendment was to allow the media, and if they fail, the alternative media, to report on government wrongdoing, to rub their nose in it, to hold the government up for ridicule and humiliation and chastisement when they stray outside their lawful authority, when they fail to serve the interests of the American people, underline emphasis American, all in caps, as opposed to servitude to a foreign government. They're trying to slam the door because some very, very bad things are beginning to surface about the conduct of our financial system and the complicity of the federal government and war crimes all across the globe. We have become, sadly, that fascist dictatorship. We're starting to see it. They tried to bring it on slowly in the hopes that you would not notice it. Well, we heard the floorboards creak. We know it's on its way. Meanwhile, there's a little something probably many of you don't know about. It's called a National Security Letter. And it doesn't really have a basis anywhere in law. It's certainly not in the Constitution. But I remember these things going all the way back to, well, even when I was just starting out here with this Clinton White House situation, where all of a sudden we were starting to hear about these things. And basically, the National Security Letter is a letter from the government to an individual or a business entity compelling them to provide some information or to do a service for the government. Usually involved with acquiring information about a third party and transferring it to the government. For example, going to the bank and say, inventory what's in their safety deposit box. But the aspect of the National Security Letter is that the person that is asked to do this for the government is also told not to say anything about it, not to tell the person being intruded on that the intrusion has happened. In other words, the National Security Letter goes to your home and garden store. They want to know what seeds you're planting in your backyard, and they tell the home and garden store you're not allowed to tell the customer that we're asking these questions. None of this is legal. It's all a violation of the most basic fundamental principles of the United States of America. But they've been doing it for a long time, apparently something like 24,000 or 25,000 of these every year going out, mostly to ISPs and other companies seeking information on American citizens. And these companies are being told, do not tell the citizen that we are looking at them. Some companies are starting to fight back, which is why it's becoming public. But none of this is all the hallmark of dictatorship. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say
the answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your sure-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
hi, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just changed the little cartoon at the top of my website to something I think is a little more entertaining than what I had up there before. All righty. Let's see. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're counting down the minutes until Henry Clifford's is going to come on. It's very timely. Somebody put up an online poll at one of the media outlets about should all those pro-Palestinian signs come down, and the even on the corporate media polls, the response is overwhelmingly no. And I think this is another reason why Israel's in a panic, or Netanyahu's in a panic, to get these wars going, because he understands that carefully crafted 60-year-long theater production of poor Israel, the victim, is closing. The curtain is coming down on this massive production, and the people of the world are coming to understand just what an absolute work of fiction it has been. I'm going to be talking about that whole situation. All righty. Now, the reason I changed the cartoon up at the top of my website, and going to the website, you'll see what it looks like, is because there has been a major, major backlash against the comment that Obama made the other day, saying that if you had built a successful business, you didn't do that. Somebody else did it for you. And the implication being that he had, that the government was making all of this happen for you, and that therefore you needed to go on being loyal to the government and pay the government your taxes in order to receive the blessings of the federal government. You know, blessings like getting molested every time you go through an airport, blessings like the breakup of Bell Telephone and all the subsequent communication problems that has come along with, blessings of the federal government, like covering up for Bernie Madoff and covering up for Wall Street and wars on several countries. Those blessings. You must understand this is important that you keep on doing that here. So the small businesses basically come back. They're very, very angry because these are the part of America who went out and made it work as it was supposed to when we were still a capitalist republic. They went out and they built businesses. And they were making their own way, and they're dealing with endless regulatory compliance, which I got to tell you, you know, having been a small businessman myself, it doesn't help your business. It gets in the way. It is a pain in the neck, and all it does is justify some bureaucrat's salary. You know, I put it away or I'd bring it out here again. I have that pirate boarding cutlass, and I have a sticker on it saying, pointy end toward the enemy. And sometimes some of this regulatory compliance is just that silly. Okay, we just had some warplanes go over our house for RIMPAC. You know, it's like where you get a ladder at the hardware store and there's a sticker on it saying, make sure both feet are on the ground. Like, we don't know that already? It's a huge business for government officials to tell us the obvious and things that we already know, but by golly, it's a regulation, and therefore we will do it. And I think this idea for Obama to come out and imply that those people who built a successful business in this country didn't do it, that they are merely the beneficiaries of some government program somewhere, I think angered a lot of people. I think they angered a lot of people, and I think it's definitely going to cost them in November. And I'm getting a feeling that Obama and Romney are trying to throw the election at each other, because I can't understand why both parties, both candidates are saying such stupid things. And if Obama doesn't want to be president for a second term, and if Romney doesn't want to be president the first term, then let Ron Paul in. It's just complete moronic comments. I don't even understand what he was trying to say. With this idea that those people who built businesses, you didn't do it. Somebody else did that for you. Amazing. Now, getting back to that whole thing about the pro-Palestinian posters and activists, apparently Atlantic Magazine has now launched an editorial position of just attacking anybody who supports the Palestinian cause. Now, let me back up here a little bit and remind everybody of what we're talking about here. Way, way, way back, after World War II was all over, there were a bunch of Zionists who wanted a homeland in the biblical Holy Land, even though most of them are Ashkenazi and descended from Central Asian Khazars. They're not the descendants of the Hebrews. But they read the Bible, and they believe in the imaginary playmate in the cloud, and they think the imaginary playmate in the cloud wants them to go in and live in Palestine, even though somebody was already living there on the ground. So they run around the world screaming, Holocaust, 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 we the Jewish people must be safe, and that gives us permission to go in and do to Palestine what Hitler was not allowed to do to Poland, and on and on and on. So the Palestinians are defending their homes against a foreign invasion, and it's recognized it's a foreign invasion. Now, the United Nations, before they came under the control of the U.S. and Israel, tried to come up with a peaceful solution called the two-state solution, and they had what was called the partition plan. And the partition plan said there is going to be the state of Palestine because it's already there. It's on all the maps going back for 1,000 years. And we're going to knock off this little tiny piece of it, and we will call that the new state of Israel. And that's where all the world's Jewish people can move to if they think they're in danger, where they're living, right where they are. Now, why the Jews living in Europe would have done so is rather absurd, because once the war was over and the Nazis were gone and everything, everybody was so touchy about the situation, was probably the safest place on planet Earth for anybody who was Jewish to go on living. They all went on down there, and the first thing they said is, we reject the United Nations two-state solution. There's no such thing as a Palestine. It is all ours, and that was basically the start of the problem, because Israel's screaming, you must recognize our right to exist. And the Palestinians are saying, we'll recognize Israel's right to exist as long as you recognize Palestine's right to exist. And Israel is saying, there's no such thing as Palestine. There's no such thing as Palestinians. You don't exist. You are invisible. You were never here. And it is that double standard that has been the cause of all the bloodshed and violence ever since then. And if Israel would simply grant to others that which Israel demands for itself, a right to exist, we could have avoided all of this nonsense. So, anyway, we're seeing this drumbeat in the American media and in the U.S. government. Ooh, if you're sympathetic to the Palestinians who had their homes stolen, you're evil, you're bad. Our sympathies are with all of these Europeans who came in and said, this is now our land, get off. By the way, a little side note. Alone among all the member nations of the United Nations, Israel's membership at the UN came with conditions placed on it. And the conditions were, number one, a Palestinian right of return, that the Palestinians could move back into the homes and villages they were driven from during the creation of Israel. Or, condition number two, if the Palestinians chose not to return, Israel had to financially compensate them for their lost property. Israel, needless to say, has never complied with either one of these conditions. And because of endless U.S. vetoes at the Security Council, the United Nations is unable to enforce that. And if you really stop and you think about it, Israel's invasion and conquest of Palestine is just as morally wrong as the Nazis' invasion and conquest of Poland or France. It's just one group of people claiming to have a reason to go in and take what belongs to another group of people. That's all it is. It's all it ever has been. And in the United States of America, we are trapped in this matrix, this illusion drawn down over our eyes that our sympathies must be with the invading force. And never, never with the invaded people. Okay, and... I'm sorry, we had a little bit of a disruption out there. So, it's a real problem because that's really what it is. Israel was created on the land that belonged to other people. And I know everybody says, well, wasn't the U.S. and so forth. And yes, it was. But I wasn't alive back then, and I can't do anything about it any more than I can do anything about what happened during slavery or during Nazi Germany. But I'm alive, and you're alive today, here, and now. And we are seeing atrocities and war crimes and genocide and ethnic cleansing taking place right before our eyes right now. We have a moral duty, not to ourselves, but to future generations, to take a stand against all of this stuff, all of this evil. We can change the present to benefit the future, and we should. We should. We cannot change the past, nor should we use the past as a justification to continue to be evil today. All right. I want to talk about a couple of health issues here. Especially in a world where we're coming to understand that orthodox medical industry is very dangerous, as the people in Colorado just found out. Talking about all the vaccines that are causing harm, all of the bad pharmaceuticals that are killing people. You're far more likely to die from a doctor's mistake than from an act of terror or a random shooting in the street. Now, Hospira, the world's leading provider of injectable drugs for cancer, is recalling four of its cancer drugs and other medications in the United States and around the world for the fourth month in a row. And apparently the problem is the little glass vials that they put the medications in have a problem, and there are glass particles floating around in the medications being injected into people. Little tiny glass particles being injected into patients for 4 months in a row now. They can't seem to solve the problems. Glass particles in the medicine. How difficult is it to make a little glass bottle without a bunch of junk inside, or to make sure there's no junk inside? We just don't understand what's going on. I'm going to take a guess here that the machine that puts on that little rubber cap that they stick the needle through is maybe set a little too high and is crushing the bottle. But these are things, this should have never been allowed out of the factory. And we seem to have this attitude in the American corporations where we're just going to make what we're going to make and we'll put it out there and wait for somebody to complain. Then we'll fix the problems. And we'll have saved a whole lot of money because we didn't have to spend money to fix it ourselves. Whether it's computer software or cars, car brakes or medications or who knows what all else. Major, major problem here. Let's see, moving right along here. You're probably already aware that everybody's always waving around this idea of a public health crisis, a public threat. And somebody did a poll recently where Americans are no longer seeing smoking as a major health crisis. In fact, it's very much in decline. And everybody's saying that obesity is the biggest threat to public health. And they may very well be right. Now, first of all, with regard to smoking, we know now, looking back with the eyes of wisdom, that cigarettes caused cancer. They most assuredly do. There's no question that they do. But it wasn't the tobacco. It was the fertilizer, the cheap mined mineral fertilizer that the tobacco for cigarettes was being grown in. Now, when the link between cancer and cigarettes was finally established, the cigarette companies couldn't admit it was the fertilizer. Because if it's tobacco that's causing cancer, well, then the cigarette companies can say, we didn't know. We had no way of knowing whatsoever. But if the cigarette companies had turned around and said, well, tobacco doesn't cause cancer, we were just using this radioactive fertilizer, then the lawsuits would have started. My goodness, must have swallowed a bug or something. Smokers who smoke pipes or cigars with organically grown tobacco, they'll get a lot of the health issues related to smoking, but they won't get the cancer. And I think it's because of that awareness. We're seeing smoking coming back into vogue. It was sort of off to the way when we were in Cincinnati. There was actually a cigar bar right there in downtown. I didn't get a chance to wander in and take a look. But it's coming back into vogue. I'm seeing it at the local bottle shop there, their section on pipes and cigars and the various toys that go with it is clearly getting bigger. It's coming back in, you know, because you get a good buzz from tobacco, which is even better than coffee does. And it's coming back into vogue. People understand it wasn't the tobacco. It was the radioactive fertilizer. Now, the problem with obesity, of course, is that the same corporations that put radioactive tobacco in the cigarettes are putting chemicals in the food that make you want to eat more, because then you will buy more and their profits go up. Whether it's monosodium glutamate, which interferes with the brain signal that says, I've had enough to eat, or aspartame, which is supposed to be an artificial sweetener, but it makes you crave carbohydrates, and then you have all these growth hormones poured into livestock to make them grow faster and larger. And if the product is harvested before the hormones are completely metabolized, then when you eat that meat or eat that dairy product, you're taking that hormone into your body, and it's going to affect you the same way it affected the livestock. You're going to put on weight, you're going to grow, you're going to mature at a much younger age, which we are clearly seeing among our children. Our young boys and our young girls are sexually maturing at a much younger age than they ever did before. This is a chemical work. And so if you're going to talk about obesity posing a threat to public health, I know this will be an excuse for people to say, you must exercise, you must take this, you must take this pill, whatever. But the reality is that our food corporations are adulterating our food with chemicals to boost their sales. And you know something? This is how sick the money junkies are. We are already a planet where major parts of the world are in the grip of famine and hunger and starvation. Even within the United States, people are going hungry. And yet the food corporations are throwing chemicals in the food to make people eat more, to boost their profits. And there's so much wastage in this country, I can't even begin. My wife and I are involved in a food recovery program. In fact, we're going over again tonight for this local food handout to the homeless. And it's just, you have to look at it with your own. In fact, that's your homework. All of you listening to the show need to go out and get involved in your community, getting food to people who are food challenged at food risk, whether it's school children who don't get to eat the last week of every month or the homeless people out there. You need to go out and look eye to eye in the faces of the victims of the money junkies. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The Friends of Syria are going to meet in the Netherlands to proceed with how they're going to solve the Syrian crisis. Well, of course, the Friends of Syria is just the name of all these people who created and provoked the Syrian crisis by sending in these outside mercenaries and sending in the weapons and kicking up a kerfuffle as a pretext to go in and say, for humanitarian reasons, we must steal the nation of Syria from the Syrian people and install our own puppet regime and so forth and so on. The rush is definitely on because we are continuing to get all these reports from within Syria itself that the mercenary army is basically retreating from all the gains they made earlier. And the Syrian military is basically retaking Syria back from the mercenaries. They're capturing and killing a lot of them. They're parading them before the media of Europe to say, these aren't people of Syria. These are from outside the country. These are mercenaries who were sent in to try and overthrow Syria as the next stepping stone on the war to war on Iran. And, of course, the American media isn't going to cover that. In fact, the American media today is still obsessing about that tragic shooting down in Colorado by that neuroscience major from the medical school. So it's a lot of noise and a lot of deception. And I think if there's anything that we can deduce from the sheer volume and the amount of all of these different stories going along, is they're trying to find something that will have traction with the American people to get us all willing to support another invasion on yet another country, number 11 or 12. I've lost count. I don't know about you. I've lost count of how many countries the U.S. currently has military in killing the people and trying to overthrow the government. But it's a long list. It's a very, very long list. And behind it all, of course, is the war on Iran. Israel and the U.S. are still trying to claim that even though nobody actually knows the identity of the person who was on that bus in Bulgaria, that it just had to be Iran. It couldn't be anybody else. And again, as you hear the propaganda, we're going into the weekend here. You're going to have 2 days of the corporate media is going to be pounding on you with all this stuff. Common sense, people. That's all I ask. Common sense. When Iran is the only player in this whole situation that does not want a war, why would they do something as stupid as go off to Bulgaria and blow up a bus? And the answer is they wouldn't do it. Iran is not an aggressor nation. They have not initiated a war of conquest against anybody in over 200 years. What's going on here is the United States is holding a grudge. The United States overthrew Iran's elected government in 1953 and put in the Shah. And then the Iranian people got fed up with the Shah, kicked him out in 1979, and put in their own government again. And by golly, the United States is not going to stand for that kind of thing. And they've been trying to basically get back into Iran ever since. And now it looks like they're setting the stage for another try. They couldn't, that coup d'etat they tried 2 years ago failed. Now it's invasion. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back with Henry Kilford after this break.